Good morning. Locally dense fog across parts of interior New York and New England to open up this Thursday, with visibility in some cases below a half mile. Otherwise, we are drying out behind the front that brought showers and thunderstorms to a large part of the region yesterday, and the trend will be for the fog to mix out and for us to see a decent amount of sunshine today as high pressure builds in from southern Canada. Clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon, but it will remain dry throughout the daylight hours region-wide, and some humidity in the air as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s by mid to late afternoon. That high-pressure center will hang on, keeping us dry tonight with partly cloudy skies and lows back into the middle and upper 60s. On Friday, we'll watch a weak cold front approach from the west. A mix of sun and clouds during the day and a bit humid, with just the outside chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm as that front slides our way with highs in the mid-80s. The front will stall out on Friday night, and on Saturday a wave of low pressure will ride along it. This will increase the cloud cover and the chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday, and high temperatures will be around the 80-degree mark. There could be enough of a push with that front to the east on Saturday night that would leave us mostly dry on Sunday, although there is some indication that the front will stall out close enough to have to put at least the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms in for the second half of the weekend as well, with highs staying in the lower 80s. Another wave of low pressure will ride along the same boundary on Monday and Tuesday, and will increase the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms on those days as highs reach the middle 80s before we dry it out again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the active summertime pattern of mainly afternoon and evening intense thunderstorms with heavy downpours will continue to make weather headlines through the middle of the week. This especially holds true for portions of the upper Midwest, Central Plains, the Desert Southwest, and the Florida Peninsula. Through next week, a sprawling, slow-moving cold front currently positioned from Colorado into Quebec will meander southward, sparking thunderstorm development along the way. Over the Desert Southwest, monsoon season is in full swing, and the upcoming week is expected to be no different. As rich monsoon moisture wraps into the region, afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms are expected to remain across the Four Corners area each day, especially in southern Arizona and western New Mexico. Given relatively weak steering winds aloft, many of these storms will likely be slow-moving and result in flash floods for canyons, burn scars, and other vulnerable areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees with a south wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain showers and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 63 degrees, the dew point 63, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 84 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 74, that's 1 degree above normal. 8/10 of an inch of rain yesterday, 5.17 inches now for the month, which is 3.16 inches of precipitation above normal, and 20.28 inches for the year, which is now just 0.27 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 63. The record high 96 set in 1997, and the record low 44 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some humidity, with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and storms on Saturday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday will keep a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the forecast, lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.